My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can check them out online at capsteps.com or any Friday or Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And Mark, big week for the president foreign policy-wise. Gaddafi's dead. The troops are coming home from Iraq.
Yeah, you know, I think he definitely unfriended Gaddafi with extreme prejudice from his Facebook page. And, yeah, supposedly the news that the troops will be, well, be home. I don't know, did it say be home or did it say be out of Iraq?
It's officially out of Iraq. I would imagine that most of them will be home by the end of the year. But, yeah, it does take a little while to actually get out and back home. But
yeah, you know, if they tell you, you know, hey, pack your bags, and they go, yoo, we're going home, and they go, no, you're going to Afghanistan for a while. It's a little different spin.
I don't think they're going to Afghanistan, but the processing might take a while. And
maybe
knows
they'll go and break up the fights among the GOP debaters.
That could
have a troop presence.
I don't think we're at that point yet, but you never know. The last one got a little bit heated, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But the killing of Colonel Gaddafi is obviously the big story of the weekend. It's a little bit reminiscent, Mark, of what happened in Iraq with, you know, he's pulled out of a drain pipe and Saddam was pulled out of the spider hole. And
that's right.
And then, of course, we got the graphic footage, which we didn't get of Saddam because he, you know, later went on trial and got hung and so forth. But it does kind of go back to the day that U.S. forces were able to take out Saddam's sons. And
we got
the official death photo. So that brought back a song the Capitol Steps did about 8 years ago.
Yeah, this was off of our album, Papa's Got a Brand New Baghdad.
And here we go. Here's the Capitol Steps mourning the loss of Saddam Hussein's two sons.
We could never say where they had run, searching high and low for lowlife sons. Then someone said, I swear, you'll find them both in there. And now that snitch is filthy rich. Goodbye, Uday Kusay. U.S. dropped a bomb on you. We'll sell chunks of you on eBay. No one's gonna miss you. The brothers chose to fight and not depart. They're like Napoleon, blown apart. Now here's their chance to be a smash hit on TV. They went to bed and woke up dead. Goodbye, Uday Kusay. U.S. laid the smack on you. We'll get your old man by Tuesday. Soon he will be with you.
Oh, Mark, the prophetic Capitol Steps. It was just about, what was it, 4 or 5 months after that we hauled Saddam out of the spider hole, and eventually he did end up being executed for all his crimes against the country. But, you know, Saddam, longtime thorn in the side of the U.S., Colonel Gaddafi certainly for decades in that position. So I'm not sure who's quaking in their boots next, but, you know, with bin Laden in that list now, too, it's been a pretty effective couple of years here.
Yeah, these guys have been dropping like flies. You know, so much for the Democrats being pandy wasted about going after people, I guess.
Yeah, well, Al-Awlaki, another one this year. So it's been a banner year for that. You mentioned the Republican debate. What do you make of a lot of developments here? Herman Cain getting his podium closer to the middle because more people like him,
mm-hmm.
And the spat between Romney and Perry. What's making good fodder for you guys right now?
Oh, it's just all making good fodder. You know, and you got the 999 plan that he's yelling about. And let's face it, anytime you've got a guy that everybody's calling him the pizza guy, you know, that makes for good comedy no matter what.
Sure.
And he can make all the classic jokes about, you know, Barack is like a Chicago deep dish. He's got spending way too much dough, and it's kind of bland and tasteless when you really get to the bottom of it. So we got a bunch of stuff working. And then, like I say, you got Romney putting his hands on Perry, and Perry didn't back down, and Romney turned around and kind of whined to the moderator to please let me talk. And so he looked aggressive in one moment, and then looked like a little kind of little whiny little girl in the next moment.
Yeah, I was wondering how long that hand was going to stay on Perry's shoulder before Romney ended up losing that whole arm.
Before Perry just started chewing on it or something.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a tense moment, but at least folks stayed awake. It was, I think it was Saturday Night Live who in their most recent parody called it yet another Republican debate because we've kind of lost count. But they,
yeah, and it's just such a silly process that, you know, you basically go, it'd be like, you know, I don't know, having a boxing tournament that, you know, 10 guys fought each other every day and beat themselves to a pulp, and then they got to challenge the champ the next day.
Yeah, something,
you know,
like that.
The president hasn't had anybody lay any hands on him, and these guys are just beating the tar out of each other, and whoever's in the lead for the week gets attacked by everybody else.
Yeah, well, the good news is that these states keep fighting with each other over who gets to go first, so that keeps getting earlier and earlier. So eventually, Mark, we're actually going to have some real votes.
That's true. That's true. But maybe these guys will finally learn, you know, politicians do best when they keep their mouth shut. You know, you just step back and let all the other guys step in it, and you just act like you've got a plan, you know, that'll fix everything.
Name one politician who's ever followed that rule.
Good point.
And that's why you guys have been in business for 30 years.
Exactly.
Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, thanks much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening in the Reagan Building. You can also learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. Their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.